Yeah, I think that's the name of it, the genetic ditch. And the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
I have just passed by it, and I've heard persons, you know, call it what it is, and it might not be that one either.
Do you have a name for it, or is it maybe a kind of a soil that's part sand and part clay? Do you have a name for that kind of soil?
Mm-hmm. Clay and dirt.
Mm-hmm. You're part sand, part clay kind.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use the term loam or loamy soil? Ever heard that, those?
I've heard it, but I didn't know what
mm-hmm.
it was.
Mm-hmm. Now suppose you had land that was a bit swampy and, you know, covered with water, and you wanted to put it in cultivation. What would you have to do to get the water off?
The kind of machine that would be used.
Well, what would you just call the process of getting the water off? You'd say they're doing what to the land? They're getting the water off, or they're doing what to the water? Or when you put your dishes, you say, well, I'm not going to dry these.
Drain.
Just let them drain, and the dishes drain dry. Yeah.
Drain dry, right.
And do you have a name for the kind of thing that you might dig to drain off a swamp or something like that? Would it just be a ditch, is it?
I would have a slightest idea. Yeah. You take me outside and I am completely lost.
What's your name for a shallow body of running water? Say something not as big as a river.
A pond?
Well, what about running water?
Continuing to run. Mm. It's not as big, it's small, it's not a ditch, which is even larger than
it. You say something between a ditch and a river. Everything for that.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, it is a big jump.
Right. And a ditch.
Would you ever use a name like creek or?
Yeah, maybe so.
A branch or something like that?
A creek sounds like what I would say better. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think it's a decided difference between a river and a ditch mm-hmm. and a creek.
Mm-hmm. And what about the word stream? Would you ever use that?
A stream. I would equate it more to a creek
mm-hmm.
in my understanding of it.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the term brook there?
I wouldn't, but I know what a brook is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then what constitutes a brook, I have no earthly idea mm-hmm. other than that.
Yeah. So,
its capacity.
If there's a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut a channel across a road or a field, mm-hmm. what do you call the places?
Flooding.
Hoarding. Mm-hmm. What about a place that's washed out, say, you know, just eroded by the water? Do you have a name for it?
It has been flooded by some sort of thing.
Well, no, say not flooded, but say the water is just kind of washed out a place, washed out a cut a channel maybe in a road or a field. What would you call that channel that's been cut? Any name for that?
Canal?
Mm, yeah, canal, right. Would you ever call it a gully?
Maybe. Possibly a gully.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do you call a small rise in the land? You know, something that's, say, a couple of hundred feet high. That's
a hill? Mm-hmm. Or,
and any other thing you might call that?
I doubt it.
What do you usually call
a mound?
Mounds and anything. Mm-hmm. What do you usually call the thing on the door that you turn to get in?
Knob.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call, have you ever heard anybody call a hill a knob?